an office box, a box of chocolates, would I know to stay away? What's said, an office box, a box of chocolates, would I eat them anyway? Girls, every time I have half a mind to leave you, babe, that means I have a mind to stay.
There's something wrong with the theme song today. I can't put my finger on it, but this is Pandora's Lunchbox, a show about food. Hi, this is Mike, and we come to you every week with stories and facts, and sometimes not exactly facts, about food and culture in food. But I got to level with you people right now. We had a problem in Ann Arbor just before the holidays, actually very close to the holidays. We had a zombie attack in downtown Ann Arbor. And now we have word that there actually is another one coming. This one endangering the Super Bowl. And we don't want that, do we? We don't want to endanger the Super Bowl, do we? Do we? What we're here to do is we're going to talk in just a moment to a zombie expert, Mr. Theodore von Tussel, who joined us about 6 weeks ago, also to talk about the zombie claws attack around the holidays. But he's going to help us in just a second. Now, with a lot of disturbing news out there, such as Alito making to the Supreme Court, it's tough to have to deal with zombies right now. But nonetheless, this will perhaps help us for just a few minutes to stop thinking about those Supremes in Washington and think about these Supremes and snack food. And what I'm talking about is the Supremes and buttered popcorn. Pandora's Lunchbox on WCBN FM Ann Arbor, and I hope that you've enjoyed that happy song, because we've got some sad news for you. And I'm here on the phone now with Mr. Theodore von Tussel. Is that you?
Yes, it is, but I can barely hear you.
Oh dear. Well, let's see if I can make sure that you can hear me now. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yes, I can. Very. It's very nice.
You're probably calling us from rather far away, I understand. Yes.
I am in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I've been here for the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Are you there specifically to avoid the zombies? Is that why you're there?
No. I do a little... I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. I understand. This is a difficult subject to talk about, so I do appreciate your taking time to help us out on this. I've been reading it on the internet, which pretty much guarantees that it is so. The Super Bowl is in jeopardy. Dateline Detroit, zombies to attack Super Bowl, zombies to attack Super Bowl. Can you tell us anything about that?
I'm a little bit far away right now.
Yeah.
I have a few people that work in the area, and they've been calling in reports to me. Hold on a second. I need to close the window. There's some sort of festivities taking place outside my house.
Okay,
unit.
That does sound kind of ominous.
Hold on,
oh, my goodness. Whoa. Everything okay over there? Are you all right?
Yeah, I just need to close the window. Hold on.
Okay, good. Yes, again, this is Pandora's Lunchbox.
There I am.
Okay, good. My understanding is that groups of zombies are joining to go to the Super Bowl and possibly to attack it.
That's what we've been told. I haven't been able to confirm that, actually. I've looked into it, you know, all my regular sources, the people that I have, you know, in the zombie cells around the world. What it seems to me is it's just a bunch of people dressed like zombies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not going to be like, I don't think, at least my sense is, it's not going to be like what happened in Ann Arbor a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Where there was blood running in the streets. It's not going to be a violent attack. My sense is that it's, I have a theory, I'm writing a paper actually now.
Okay.
That I plan to submit to a number of journals. But the theory is that the people are actually normal humans that have been infected by a parasite that eats away at a certain part of their brain, which makes them want to appear as though they're zombies.
Wow. This is getting actually very complex. Now, so the zombies that attacked Ann Arbor, I did actually see several of them. They attacked Ann Arbor and when you call it attack, I mean, it's more kind of dragging themselves through town more than an attack in the sense of jumping on people and stuff like that. But
oh, it was horrid. I don't know which parts you saw. The parts that I saw were some of the most god-awful, goriest things I could ever imagine. There were arms and legs. There were limbs being thrown around the streets.
Of downtown Ann Arbor?
Yes. I went a few days after that. I was walking through town. There was no trace of it. It wasn't covered in the news. I got home and I looked at the bottoms of my feet. I tend to walk barefoot. And embedded in the bottoms were a number of bone shards and teeth fragments.
Oh, dear.
I think that there are still traces of what happened that night, but I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure why it didn't get wider press than it did.
So there are actually, like, limbs and stuff strewn all over Downtown Ann Arbor?
There were that night. I don't know what happened to them, but yeah, there were.
In front of the Mongolian barbecue and places like that, I understand, right?
If you're suggesting that they're using human meat at the Mongolian barbecue...
Oh, no. I'm just thinking that the...
That's libelous.
No, sir. No, not at all. No, I'm just concerned that the zombies might be excited by all that meat and go crazy, perhaps.
That could have happened. I don't see why that couldn't have happened. I was there... I don't remember seeing any go into the Mongolian barbecue.
Okay.
I suppose it's possible, though.
Okay. Well, now we've had also some other aspects. So let me make sure I understand this. So the Super Bowl zombies, as you understand, are actually people who are infected mentally so that they dress like zombies. Do you think they're any danger to people?
I don't. Okay. Do you have 1 minute?
I do.
Can I tell you my theory?
Yes.
There's an insect or a parasite called the Rifolio. It resides along the eastern coast of the United States, Northern America. It resides within the nut meat of a particular nut. It's eaten by a finch. That finch carries the parasite within it for up to 2 weeks before its brain is decayed to the point where it kills itself by flying out over the ocean until it can no longer fly, and then it drops into the ocean and dies.
Wow.
The parasite does this, apparently, because it is then consumed inside the finch by a larger fish, usually a grouper or some sort of sea eel. And once inside that animal, it comes back up to the mouth, it eats away at the tongue, and the parasite becomes the tongue. And they have this relationship where they go through the rest of their lives together.
Wow.
So it's very complex. So my theory is that these people are infected by a parasite that is making them dress like zombies in order to have them do something, which will then lead to a better situation for the parasite.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean?
I do.
So, I don't know. I've been smoking a lot of weed since I've been over here. So
I understand. It's a stressful situation. I totally understand.
Yeah, Haiti is insane.
Mm.
I mean, if your travel agent ever tells you that they got a deal to go to Haiti, I mean, don't do it.
Hmm. Oh, I definitely won't. And I'd be wary of going to the Super Bowl, in fact, this weekend.
I wouldn't go there. I don't know what these... I mean, you know, they could be real zombies. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? Whatever it is, I wouldn't go within 100 miles of the place.
Oh, dear. We are awfully close. I have to keep that in mind. Now, I should ask you something here. There's also been other reports that robots built in Pennsylvania will help with Super Bowl security. This is actually from the Associated Press. It says here, 6 robots built by a Pennsylvania company will be deployed to Detroit to help with security at the Super Bowl. And the robots will be using high-resolution cameras to scan the undercarriages of vehicles for explosives and contraband. Do you think the government is aware of the zombie infestation, and do you think that they're actually going to be looking on the undercarriages of vehicles for zombies who are trying to get in?
I think that's a ridiculous question.
Okay.
And
I'm glad you're honest with me. I appreciate that.
Quite frankly, it makes me very sad that you've brought that up.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I apologize if I've offended you in some way, Mr. Von Tussle. But just trying to understand this. This is stressful for me too, and I want to apologize for offending you in any way. Can I try another question, perhaps?
Sure.
Okay. Now, another piece of information I've been looking on the web, and pretty much the fountain of truth. There is a company called Monster Worldwide. That is the global online careers and recruitment resource.
For monsters, correct.
Yes, they've released their Monster Employment Index, and you can actually look on the web, monsterworldwide.com, and see that.
Mm-hmm.
There's an online demand for white-collar workers that is surged in January. Indiana has awarded a $2.8 million contract to Monster Government Solutions to build a statewide online job search and recruitment system. So basically, monsters are out there, and... Do you have anything to say about that?
You know, I'm not going to. Michigan needs jobs.
Yes.
So I'm not going to say that it's not a good plan. You know, people need to work. So if the best work that you can get is being a monster, I think you should do it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, whatever puts food on the table.
Definitely.
But the thing, I don't know if you saw the President's State of the Union address. The other day, but he did make specific mention of human-zombie hybrids.
Really?
And doing something with the legislation to make that somehow illegal. I don't know how you would enforce that. You know, if people are making love to zombies, I guess, I don't know. It seems like it would be illegal anyway.
That makes me sad.
Or, like, it wouldn't happen. I would assume it wouldn't happen. You know?
Yeah.
Unless a zombie was, like, extremely full.
That's true.
If they had eaten, like, their fill, and then there was a person that they found attractive, I suppose that they might spend some time together.
Okay.
Romantically.
Wow.
But I've never seen that happen. I've never seen a romantic coupling between a human and a zombie.
I haven't either.
But the, what was I going to say? So it just seemed to me like it was kind of pandering to the anti-zombie contingent.
Yeah.
In the audience. I mean, it seemed like a really stupid thing to bring up to me.
It did seem that way to me, too. And I will, just in defense of monsters, as you mentioned, Michigan needs jobs. And also in the Monster Index, the Monster Employment Index, it mentions that one of the largest gains was in the west-south central region due to continued hurricane reconstruction efforts. So... It does seem that there could be a positive influence here, that they could be helping people.
Oh, certainly. I think monsters are probably our only chance.
Really?
As a society, I think we need to embrace that part of us. And I don't know. I saw Brokeback Mountain not too long ago.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, there you go. Now, I just want to tell our listeners that you can find out more about all of this at zombieclaws.com. That's zombieclaus.com, about the forthcoming zombie attack on the Super Bowl.
I feel like, you know, you and I have talked a lot over the last few weeks about this stuff, but I don't know very much about you at all.
Well, it's kind of a long story, and it's something that it's kind of hard to talk about, especially, it's nothing to do with zombies. I do want to mention that there's no zombie connection to me. That's not behind my interest in this. There's really nothing there at all.
Was there something in your childhood, or?
No zombies there. No, not, especially not when I was like 7. No zombies. No.
Were you teased as a kid, or?
By zombie? No, never was teased as a kid. I'm pretty stable, relaxed, normal, non-zombie, basically. So.
Okay. If you ever want to call me, I can give you my number after I hang up, and you can call me sometime, and we can chat about things.
Okay.
And become friends, I guess. You know, I don't have many friends, so it would be nice, you know.
Well, that sounds like we have to look in that. I'll definitely make a note of that. Well, Theodore von Tussell, I want to say thank you so much for being on Pandora's Lunchbox and helping us understand so much that we didn't understand before.
I appreciate it. It's really nice to hear a human voice. It's neat. It's nice to be reminded of the fact that there are really people out there in the world.
Yes, indeed. And you, in fact, are people out there listening. And I want to thank you for listening. Keep listening. Mr. Tussell, thank you so much for being on the program, and hopefully we will talk again soon.
I'm sure we will. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Well, one of the things we've been talking about is zombies infesting the Super Bowl, and when I think of Super Bowl, I think of snacks, and I think of enormous amounts of butter, and it just so happens we have a song about butter that is queued up, I believe Alex that has ready, and that it starts with a funny kind of dial tone, and then it segues into a reggae tune. That's kind of a reggae beat, I think. You know. So this is Toots and the Maytals, and this is B is for Butter.
Just